This is Ozarks at Large. Earlier this month, the NCAA made it much easier for college athletes to benefit from their name, image, and likeness. But what does that mean? And perhaps most importantly, how much is Ozarks at Large going to need to spend to get into this game? Ozarks at Large's Matthew Moore has the story.
A lot of money goes into college sports. Like, a lot. The total revenue reported among all NCAA athletics departments in 2019 was $18.9 billion. In a state like Arkansas, with no teams in the major professional sports leagues, Razorback athletics is king. But up until July 1st, 2021, college athletes were extremely limited on how they could make money from their name, image, and likeness. As athletes, what exactly do we mean by name, image, and likeness? Here's Terry Prentice, a senior associate athletics director at the University of Arkansas, who works with student athletes on brand development.
Their name, so quite simply their first, middle, or last name, a nickname, their image, you know, pictures, photos of themselves, drawings of themselves, and then their likeness, anything in between, so in-person appearances and, you know, all of those types of things.
The NCAA adopted an interim policy effective July 1st, 2021, after numerous state legislatures began implementing their own individual name, image, and likeness, or NIL, plans. In the state of Arkansas, Act 810, also known as the Arkansas Student Athlete Publicity Rights Act, passed in April during the regular legislative session, which gives some guidelines for how athletes can accept compensation. This sort of compensation is more than just signing a deal with a sports apparel company, though, as Prentice points out.
I know a lot of attention surrounds around endorsements or being a social media influencer or representing a brand or a company, but some of the more common cases of a student athlete being able to use their name, image, and likeness revolves around starting a business and actually attaching your name publicly to that business, or starting a YouTube channel, or recording music and selling it. Those are all things that student athlete couldn't have done prior to July 1 of this year.
Brad Teague is the athletic director for University of Central Arkansas, and he points out that the NIL is very explicit of the expectations of both the student and the entity working with the student.
The student athlete has to provide some type of service to be able to receive that money. It cannot be just, hey, here's some money for you to have, and you don't have to do anything. There has to be quid pro quo. So the student has to perform some kind of service for that entity.
Plenty of Razorback athletes have received sponsorships, endorsements, or some other type of compensation from businesses in Northwest Arkansas and beyond since the new law went into effect. Wright's Barbecue in Johnson has sponsored the entire offensive line for the football team, dubbing them the Protectors of the Pit. Offensive linemen don't tend to be the names you see in the highlight reels. That honor normally goes to the quarterback or a wide receiver. Prentice says the deal between the barbecue restaurant and the offensive line was completely organic, and the university did not coordinate any of it.
It was really just a matter of this owner really passionate about his barbecue and really passionate about some of our football student athletes, and they started to make the connection, and he decided he wanted to take care of them in addition to our women's basketball team.
In deals that the university does coordinate, Prentice says the university does not take a cut or percentage of any of the deals. His job is not that of an agent. His role is primarily to act as a liaison, an office for students to disclose the deals they've made. Prentice heads up a new program called Flagship that acts as an in-house consultant for student athletes at the University of Arkansas and provides them with training to become better advocates for their own brand.
We have a tremendous, tremendous relationship with just about every unit on campus, all of our units on campus, but in particular, the Office of Entrepreneurship and Innovation and the Walton College of Business. They've got a fantastic staff there that have been really ready and willing to help our student athletes understand some business basics, understand what it means to become an entrepreneur, what it means to understand a 1099 versus a W-2 or a checking and savings account a little bit more in depth than they typically had been taught. So those skills really have translated back to tapping into our partners across campus and having them come to help. We've had an improv specialist that works with executives in Northwest Arkansas come in and do some workshops with our student athletes and helping them understand how to stand with a little bit more poise, pitch themselves. And in the future, she's going to help us with media training and things along those lines. So those are some of the skills that we've been teaching.
Prentice says he stays busy, often struggling to get out of his office because of the constant flow of student athletes coming to meet with him. Now, perhaps you're someone who grew up loving the college football or March Madness video games produced by EA Sports. University of Central Arkansas Athletic Director Brad Teague says we may see that return, but these NIL rights may make it more complicated.
If we see that happen, so how do they compensate every student for their name, image, and likeness for a game? So the previous versions had every Division I football team, right? So that's 100 kids on every team. If you have 130 FBS teams, and let's just stop there that it's FBS.
The distinction Teague is making here is FBS, which is the Football Bowl subdivision. That includes 130 of the larger Division I schools like the University of Arkansas and Arkansas State. The University of Central Arkansas falls in the other subdivision, FCS, or Football Championship Subdivision, which is 124 smaller Division I schools. Back to Teague.
So that's 130 times 100 kids. That's 1,300 kids. You know, are you paying every single student for their use for the game? So that adds up pretty quickly. So I don't know how in the world EA Sports could afford to do that.
Teague says that at UCA, they haven't needed to staff an in-house agency like the U of A has with Flagship. Teague certainly doesn't have the same resources.
Our budget's $15 million, and Arkansas's is approaching $150 million, so we're 10% of their budget.
For Prentice, he views the NIL rides as a way for these student athletes to prepare for life after college, and for most, after athletics.
You always see the commercials and the talking points from the NCAA during championship season about, you know, 98% of student athletes going pro in something other than sports, or only a few select student athletes actually make money at the professional level in his or her sport. And that's really true. And so now student athletes in the prime earning potential of their lives for many of them can now leverage, you know, their abilities and their marketability to make money for themselves. And our goal, and really what we're still focused on at the end of the day, is building champions for life. So all of name, image, and likeness is awesome. I'm happy for our student athletes to make money, but really these are life skills we want them to develop and learn. And now that they have an opportunity to develop and learn.
For a smaller school like UCA, Teague welcomes the sponsorships and endorsement deals.
I think the value in the NIL is it does not use institutional funds for payments. It's third-party vendors who might want to give these young men and women an opportunity to advertise with their name, image, and likeness. So I'm hoping this can be very beneficial for our students. And then I also hope that athletic departments can still operate the way they have and produce really the best entertainment possible and an education for our students.
Teague says so far only two UCA student athletes have signed NIL deals. He says that there are 50 different local and regional brands, businesses, and organizations that sponsor UCA athletics as a whole. All right, so the moment you've all been waiting for. Who is going to be the official Ozarks at Large Razorback? Let's say, hypothetically here, that a public radio show wanted to coordinate a deal with a Razorback. How much money am I going to need to spend to get this Razorback to say, "Hi, I'm X, a Razorback hammer thrower, and you're listening to Ozarks at Large"? What's that deal going to look like?
Yeah, no, it's funny you mentioned that. We, our student athletes are entering the market for the first time ever. There's really no market for student athlete activity. So this will be an exciting first couple of months and first year But you know, I'd encourage you to reach out to them and you know, choose your favorite one or someone that you feel like resonates with your brand and make that connection and then see where it goes from there.
What college sports team best fits Ozarks at Large to you? Let us know. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Matthew Moore.